The first reading this morning is taken from Psalm 34, verses 1 to 8, and can be found on page 561 of the Red Pew Bible and page 996 of the Large Print Version. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. And he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. This is the word of the Lord. The second reading is taken from John 6, verse 35, and also verses 41 to 51, and can be found on page 1070 of the Red Bibles, and page 1899 of the Large Print Version. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. At this, the Jews began to grumble about him, because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They said, Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came down from heaven? Stop grumbling among yourselves, Jesus answered. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets. They will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. I tell you the truth. He who believes has everlasting faith, everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. Should we just start by saying a prayer? Lord Jesus, as we look at your word, please be with us. Fill our lives with your goodness. Fill our church with your presence. Give us your bread of life that we may live to your praise and glory. Amen. Bread is perhaps the most important item in our diet. Certainly it is in mine because I love it. Bread today comes in many interesting shapes, flavours and forms. There is the time-honoured cottage loaf of my childhood to those new and delicious artisan breads and rolls that we can now get. One of the nicest things in life for me was to come home hungry from school because I never ate the school dinners and have set before me one of the fresh buttered crusts from my mother's newly baked loaf. And I still now enjoy coming home hungry from work to my husband's newly baked bread from the recipe of Paul Hollywood and Mary Berry. And if I close my eyes, I can almost smell it. Bread shops for me stir the senses and awaken all of those memories. Family traditions remain strong, and I have great joy in just the simple act of breaking bread and sharing bread. Bread, of course, has ancient roots, and it is a staple of many diets throughout the world. Thriving metropolises need bread just as much as developing nations. And just to prove how good bread is, I looked up a nutritional survey and it showed that flour and bread provide us with more energy value more protein, more iron, and more vitamin B1 than any other basic food. Bread enables you to feel full and satisfied, and has often been called the staff of life. One thing I think you can be sure of, bread is one of the finest foods it is possible to get. In fact, it would not be an exaggeration to say that I cannot do without it. In my book, A Balanced Diet to Keep You Strong and Well in Mind and in Body must always contain the staff of life, good bread. Not the processed stuff, proper bread that's been baked. In the Old Testament, bread and manna is such an important element of the diet that sometimes the word that is used is synonymous with food in general. All four Gospels have stories where Jesus feeds multitudes with loaves of bread and fish. In John's Gospel, though, Jesus describes to the crowd food that perishes alongside food that endures for eternity. He then tells them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The crowds in Galilee needed food for their bodies, and there wasn't any, so Jesus responds with that well-known miracle and feeds 5,000 people. Whilst they needed the food provided by that miracle, after listening to Jesus, it became apparent that they needed so much more. Jesus responds to their physical hunger, but he also reminds them about spiritual hunger, the inner, less obvious, but more powerful hunger, and the miracle of the living bread. "Work not for the bread that perishes, but for the bread that endures for eternal life." This has really challenged me this week about my work, my everyday work, and my work for the Master. "I am the bread," Jesus says. "The bread that I give for the life of the world is my flesh." The crowd were looking for bread. We are often looking for bread. I'm always looking for bread. But Jesus tells us, it's not ordinary bread that you need. It's living bread. It's Jesus himself that we need. It is the bread and the miracle of forgiveness. Jesus just uses those ordinary things of life. Bread, fish, wine, water, to unpack the mysteries of God. Bread is vital. It symbolizes the living presence of Jesus and reminds us of our need for divine as well as human nourishment. "Whoever believes in me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Not for ordinary food, not for ordinary bread, but for that deep food of everlasting life. The Bible reading contrasts the purely physical food that the people of Israel ate in the desert and the spiritual nourishment that Jesus offers us. Jesus did not come to use his hands to bake a sort of miraculous bread. Rather, he used his own hands to accept the nails of crucifixion. Robert Capon, an American priest, wrote, "The Messiah was not going to save the world by miraculous interventions, a crowd fed here and a storm calmed there. Rather, we were going to be saved by means of a deeper mystery, at the centre of which lay his own death." Miracles won't satisfy our hunger for God. Only a personal relationship with the bread of life is going to do that. Jesus is the real bread of our lives, entering into the hungry places of our hearts, convincing us of his abiding love. The Jesus bread becomes our spiritual energy, inviting us to yearn for truth and to grow from its treasure. It will be a gift for strength for hard and difficult times, and it will be the manna of God's blessing, enough for every need. A few years ago, I was on a school placement during my training. I know I'm still training, but this was in the very early days. And in the chapel in the school was a prayer board for the children to write down prayers. And these were very varied, but one struck me. "Dear God, Please make the school dinners nicer as I go home hungry. And I could really recognise that. In its simplicity, it is a child just expressing a feeling of hunger, which in the setting of the school I was in could have been seen as innocuous. But physical hunger itself is a serious and uncomfortable physical state and very subjective to the situation. During World War II, children who were homeless and without food could not sleep as they feared, waking up in the morning, hungry, starving. Giving them bread to hold at night reminded them that they could eat again tomorrow and they could sleep in peace. The school prayer board demonstrated to me an expression of spiritual hunger and a variety of needs for the living bread. The children needed to be given the bread of Jesus to hold so that they could live in peace. We have a prayer tree in the chapel at the John Radcliffe Hospital, and it reflects the same needs. All sorts of spiritual hungers are vocalised on that tree. And so we turn again to the generous divine gift that lies at the heart of the bread of life. In the Holy Communion service specifically, we are reminded that the bread is broken, the physical substance that prompts us to remember the spiritual in this imagery. In broken body, life, bloodshed, true love was once made known. In pouring wine and breaking bread, that love again is shown. And one of my most loved communion prayers says, "You raised up Jesus, our Saviour, born of Mary, to be the living bread in whom all our hungers are satisfied." Jesus, the divine bread maker, shares his richness in the midst of our poverty. There is daily bread for the present, and there is forgiveness for the past. The love of the Lord and the table of the Lord has a generous welcome. Within Christ, we rest assured that all our hungers will one day be met. Jesus himself told us, didn't he? "Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." May our hearts be filled with gratitude, and may all that is within us cry out, "Come, bread of life, come into our lives." May our prayer be, "Come, bread of life, come." Amen.